from baseball cards.
Oh, boy, free trading cards.
To bobbleheads and everything in between. It's time for the Collector's Corner on 1600 ESPN.
Collector's Corner every Wednesday around this time, about 5:35 here on 1600 ESPN. Part of Drive Time, brought to you by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. Collector's Corner brought to you by Cooley Cards and Gaming of Cedar Rapids. You can find them on Wiley Boulevard Southwest, 2660 Wiley Boulevard Southwest, near the intersection of Wiley and Williams Boulevard. Encourage you to check them out on Facebook. Looks like they had somebody pull a rather big card in their shop today. I'll let you go and check that out. But great place to check out. Lots of great cards, whether you're a sports card collector or a Pokemon trading card game collector. They have everything you could really ever ask for. See some Star Wars cards that just came out they've got for sale. So stop in and check them out. And go to their Facebook for details about trade nights they have coming up starting in September and running through the rest of the year. So great opportunity to get involved with the hobby here on a local level. Encourage you to check out Cooley Cards and Gaming of Cedar Rapids. Appreciate their sponsorship of Collector's Corner here on 1600 ESPN. I'll open up the text line if you got questions about sports cards or collectibles. I can do my best, as always, to answer them. If you have suggestions for future topics you'd like covered on this segment, things you'd like to hear about, my opinion on, maybe card or collectible guests you'd like on the segment, suggestions for that, you can always reach out via the text line, send an email to Spencer@KGYMradio.com. Be happy to chat back and forth with you about your questions here. A few different things making headlines when it comes to sports cards and collectibles this week. We've talked plenty about the Olympics. I mentioned on last week's show that epic Kevin Durant, LeBron James, and Steph Curry triple autograph card that someone out there is going to get through Topps, the first one of its kind and the only one of its kind. That has yet to be pulled, as far as I'm aware. Topps still printing out their Topps Now orders, so it's not going to be known for a while. I've seen a couple different influencers, if you will, in the sports card hobby offering some pretty big bounties for that card. I saw someone like $200,000 for that card. I think that's a priceless collectible, considering it's three superstars in the game and it's an Olympic kind of Team USA themed. I would be torn if I was the one to receive that card, the triple auto of Steph, LeBron, and KD. Do I take the huge wads of cash that will be offered to me, or do I keep this in my collection and not let anybody know that I have it? That would be a tough sell for me, but that's still out there. I was reading something earlier today on Sports Collectors Daily. Surprise, surprise, some of the stars of the games, I should say, in Paris, their trading cards are going for a pretty penny. They were talking about a Katie Ledecky autograph. There's an Olympic set, which if you're looking for like a value buy, a value thing to open up if you're a card collector, it might be worth looking around for stuff like that. But Topps did put out a set of Olympic and Paralympic athletes before the games. Someone found the one of one, meaning it's the only one in the world in its existence, one of one patch autograph of Katie Ledecky, and it's listed on eBay for a cool $3,999. So if you've got 4K plus lying around and you're a big Katie Ledecky fan, I can send you the link right now on the text line if you like, but that would be one of those pieces. Isaac, I know you're not a huge collector, but I don't know how I could bring myself to sell something like that. Fully understanding, I have sold some bigger pieces of my collection in the past, but if I had like the only one in its existence of something like that, like I said, with the Steph, KD, LeBron triple autograph, or a Katie Ledecky one of one, or Simone Biles, or just one of the true all-time great Olympians or all-time great athletes, I don't know how I could sell that. It would be a tough decision to, and if I needed the money, I wouldn't hesitate to put it up for auction or whatever, but boy, if I got if Lady Luck, the sports card gods, whatever you refer to them as, you know, somehow gave me the, you know, the opportunity to open up a pack of cards and that was in it, I don't know how I could sell something like that. Because it's such a unique piece, right, from Team USA, and it's the only one in existence. It's worth a lot of money, but it would be tough to part with.
Yeah, it would be a tough one to part with, but I'm sure once the thousands of dollars hit the bank account, I think I'd get over it relatively quick.
Yeah, considering, yeah, you need to pay bills, need to pay loans and stuff. There is that aspect to it. It would be a hard time. It would be kind of, there would be a longer thinking process, basically how I would see it. But a lot of people searching, no surprise, for Olympics cards. Searches on eBay for Team USA around the world increased over 80% on the day of the closing ceremony, which was back on the 11th of this month. And a lot of people searching for Steph Curry and LeBron and all that stuff because of their success at the Olympic Games. The other thing that's creating kind of a buzz in the hobby last weekend, it's over and done with now, but certainly is interesting. We talked about the National Sports Collectors Convention in Cleveland, shared my thoughts on that late July going into the first weekend of August. Well, Fanatics, I don't know if this was intended to compete with the National, but it kind of did compete with the National. It wasn't necessarily as big, but a lot of people were excited for it. It was Fanatics Fest. And imagine you take a sports card show and have it intertwined with panelists of some really famous athletes. You get to kind of mingle around with, you know, some of the best to ever do it that are tied to Fanatics. And that's kind of what you get. Fanatics said they're a two-day event, three-day event, between Friday and Sunday, drew over 70,000 people. And this was in New York City at the Javits Center in New York City. And they had players talking about their ventures after the game. So Derek Jeter, he's partnered with some sports collectible businesses. They had famous athletes who were signed on to Fanatics like Cal Ripken Jr. and Jerry Rice and Pete Alonso signing autographs. Then the viral moment that I saw, at least in my feed, was none other than Tom Brady, who is Fanatics exclusive, walking around the show floor with plenty of security and buying trading cards from dealers on the floor. And I could only imagine, I mean, you know, Tom Brady being in Cedar Rapids or Iowa City or Eastern Iowa at a card show, is the chances of that happening are slim to none. Just imagine being at that show in New York City and here comes the GOAT and it's not just, I would like this card, please, and leave. You can watch the whole video. It's like a 10-minute video of Brady just standing there. The guy like, hey, I got this card of you, Tom. Do you remember signing this? And Tom talking about his autograph and all this stuff. Really cool interaction. It didn't seem forced at all, even though there were cameras everywhere. But it seemed like a genuine interest kind of for Tom Brady to just be talking to the people that have some of his highest of high-end cards. And the video shows Tom Brady buying a dual autograph of him and Joe Montana. Tom was a big Joe Montana fan apparently as a kid and put down a hefty chunk of change for that card. So I think it's kind of cool. I mean, there's a lot of in the hobby about the Fanatics monopoly that they're soon going to have because they have the baseball rights. They're going to get the NFL rights. They're going to get the NBA rights. In fact, they just released their Topps Chrome basketball. We talked about that a couple weeks ago in the segment. They just put out those boxes and packs for pre-order this week. Fanatics, some people don't like that they're, you know, like they're taking over pretty much every aspect of the hobby. And I'm kind of in that boat too. But I appreciate that they're trying to bring star athletes and memorabilia closer to the people. Because I think, especially with a company like Panini, who's had the major control over the NFL and NBA cards over the last however many years, it's gotten to the point where you're not really sure if what you're getting is actually going to get to you. with, you know, just the issues we've talked about with game used jersey cards not actually being game used and redemptions and missing autographs and stuff, just a lack of quality control and customer service from Panini. If Fanatics can get better in that department, I feel like more people will be receptive to them taking control of things. If they lack in that and they just kind of carry on the lack of actual care about the customer experience, I feel like that's where they're going to lose plenty of people. But a step in the right direction. It is in New York City, so it's going to be expensive to attend this. I haven't seen whether they're going to do Fanatics Fest again here in coming years. But with them taking control of the NBA and NFL player licenses here very soon, taking over the production of those cards, you can imagine that they probably will. So something to watch. But Fanatics Fest was the buzz of the hobby over the last weekend. Sports Collectors Daily referring to it as a sports and entertainment carnival as opposed to just a card show. They had like musicians wandering around. They did a special card set with Travis Scott, noted Caitlin Clark fan Travis Scott. I don't think there was a Caitlin Clark card because the Topps doesn't have rights to her NIL, if you will, even though she's a pro. They don't have rights to her likeness, even though she's in the WNBA. Panini has that now, so there was no Caitlin Clark Travis Scott combo at Fanatics Fest, but something to keep in mind, maybe add it to your collector's bucket list, if you will, if they do it again coming up here in the near future. That's Collector's Corner for you here on 1600 ESPN, again brought to you by Cooley Cards and Gaming of Cedar Rapids, again 2660 Wiley Boulevard Southwest, and you can check them out on Facebook. Look for Cooley Cards and Gaming Cedar Rapids, and again appreciate their support of the segment here on 1600 ESPN. 547, we'll take a quick timeout and come back and bring you tonight's sports menu. What's on the docket tonight? Get you a glimpse of what's happening around sports in just a bit.
You're diehard for your teams just like you are.